Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algie, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy.
Welcome to today's episode of Ages of Rock, episode 192. Today we're going to talk about our top five concerts of the year.
And what's your name?
My name is Kaylin from Canada.
Welcome, Kaylin from Canada.
This is our second time on.
Now the thing is we all watch South Park and your mouth doesn't do this when you talk. Oh, that by the way, Kaylin, before we get started, I just want to say on the Kiss Cruise last week, I hung out with Todd Kearns and Brent Fitz for a little bit, and they spoke highly of you.
Well, that's awesome to hear.
They were talking about her in Miami on a boat. That's pretty cool, man.
that really means a lot to me.
Yeah, though they are a couple of great dudes.
Yeah, we'll get into the conversation of how I got to meet Todd this year.
Excellent. Cool.
We definitely want to do that. For sure. All right, so we're going to do some album acquisitions real quick and get those out of the way.
Quick.
How's that sound?
Because here's a shocker. Dennis doesn't have any.
I have zero. I'm X'd out this week.
I have Trace.
Trace. Yeah.
Okay, so when I was in Denver this summer, I heard Blackberry Smoke live, and I've become a big Blackberry Smoke fan, so I purchased my first Blackberry Smoke record this week. This is from 2015. It is, you know, they're 2015, so it's all 180 gram, right? But this record is really cool. It's red and black marble, and it's pretty badass. So, sounds great. I like this record. Actually, I try to collect them all. I really do like them a lot. So hopefully I can catch them headlining sometime. Would be great. Now I got to try to figure out how to get this back in this very tight. Okay.
Mine was like that too.
Set that aside for a while.
Michael Sweet one's like that. I don't know if it's that kind of vinyl or something. But
I think it's the vinyl because it's like
it really sticks to the liners really bad.
It will not go in the liner.
Yeah.
Okay. I will.
It's just some Pam or something. Some butter or something. Grease it up.
All right. So the other thing I bought was I have a best. This is Best of Free. I bought this, I don't know, two years ago or whatever, and it sounds like you're in a tunnel. It's really bad. It's messed up, jacked up. But I got this for $4. So this is a great deal. And then I bought this is an album I really liked before, and I picked it up. I've been looking for it. It's this House of Lords.
Oh, yeah.
So I got this for $5. I got this for $5. Yeah, so this is Greg Jafria and those guys. So
we saw those them guys open for
Cheap Trick Jones and Joan Jett.
Cheap Trick. I believe we were all at that show.
We were all
at that show.
Wow. Ages of Rock's first gathering.
There you go. Didn't even know. Anyway, this is a great record. And actually, all of these that I bought, well, obviously the new one is in good shape. But both of these are in great shape for $5 and $4. I went with a buddy of mine, Steve Crouch, who listens to the show and kind of got to know him through some other Kiss-related stuff, too. So we met for the first time at a Walmart in the parking lot, which makes me a little freak out. Don't, Kaylin, don't do that. If somebody calls you and says, meet me, don't go. And we went to a record show. It was real small. It was a brand new place called Black Something. It was at a bar. Give me a second. I can tell you what it is because I want to give them some props for putting it on. It was Black Circle Brewery on 46th Street in Indianapolis. And they only had like five vendors, so it wasn't really, really busy. But the stuff they had there was really good and cool. And they had a lot of other extra stuff. Like they had a bunch of backstage passes you could buy that were, you know, used backstage passes. They had a couple of tour book itineraries, like ones for Slayer and Metallica and some other folks that had some really cool details in there. Some photos. They had some other cool stuff, a ton of VHS stuff, which I was surprised by. And the other thing they had the most of, other than albums, was cassettes.
Really?
Yeah, tons of them. tons of 80s cassettes. I'm like, I had every one of those.
I threw tons of 80s cassettes away.
So did I. They sat in my garage for several years, and I thought they probably won't even play anymore.
I did the same thing. I chucked every one of them one time. I had this whole, even the bin that, you know, used to slide out these little bins and stuff. I threw everything away. I had hundreds of them.
Just $5. They were all $5. They had some 8-tracks as well, some Kiss 8-tracks and stuff like that. They were like $8. So it must be like $8 for an 8-track, dollar track. Anyway, so it was pretty cool. It was like, we were only there, I don't know, an hour. It wasn't very busy, but it was just a neat place and something to do. So it was kind of cool. Then we went and had lunch at Kuma's, which was great, and went to another record store and headed home. So that's my album acquisitions. And I actually said it right, so I should get like a clap or
bonus points.
There you go. It's points.
Yeah, so I'll pay you double this week of what I paid you last week.
Really? I get a whole lot of nothing.
Whole lot of nothing.
I didn't have a chance to go do anything. I was going to look online for some new stuff. I was looking at that Target deal. They had that, like, buy two,
get
one free, but I just didn't have a chance to do it.
Yeah, I should have pulled the trigger on that, but I didn't. I'm going to try to get this record back in there. You guys talk amongst yourselves while I wrestle with this record.
Well, I will go ahead. First thing I want to point out is our friend Corey Nowlin has been talking for quite a while about a podcast idea that he had and wanted to get it started. And after a couple of years of working on it and doing his research and working out the kinks or whatever, he has a podcast called Seven Notes of Separation. And what he does is he has somebody suggest a song for the beginning and someone else suggest a song for the end, and he figures out, you know, how those songs are interconnected through producers or co-authors or musicians that have been on that together. So his first episode went out this week. I suggested it should be up on Apple Podcast by now. It's also on the other Stitcher Radio and all of the same places that you can find us, you can find his. So that's Seven Notes of what the heck did I call it? Seven Notes of Separation. I should have notes, seven notes in my hand, but I'm not that smart. The only other thing that I have off the top of my head is I'd like to give a shout out to David Hudson. He did an interview with the former drummer of the Black Crowes, and it's been picked up by Rolling Stone magazine. The Rollingstone.com. I don't know that it'll be in the magazine, but it got picked up by Rollingstone.com and Ultimate Classic Rock. You know, and you know, I've read a bunch of bullshit online today about the people talking about the Brothers Robinson wrestling control of the band, and my comment to that was the Brothers Robinson always had control of that band because they are the creative force behind that band. And to the people who say, oh, it's just a cash grab tour, look at Kiss, look at the Rolling Stones.
Every tour is a
Van
cash
Halen,
grab tour.
Van Halen, look money. At the supposed tour that Motley Crue has been offered. They've been offered, I heard they've been offered like $150 million to do another tour. But the catch is Tommy has to go to alcohol rehab. And they said Vince Neil had to lose like 40 pounds. I'm like,
50 pounds. It's 50
well,
pounds.
40 or 50 pounds, you know.
Guess what? Tour is not going to happen.
But I'd also seen where Vince Neil responded to that on Twitter and said that he had not heard that. And if he did, fuck y'all anyway or something like that.
Well, if Vince loses 50 pounds, he'll still be 80 pounds overweight.
Yeah,
actually, you got that wrong, though. Originally, they said that Vince had to lose weight and go to rehab, and then Vince quoted, he goes, Tommy's the one that needs to go to rehab, not me, is what that was originally. That's what I read on the one.
Well, thing, so. You know how the internet is. People repost and reword, you know. So
it's not going to happen.
You know how much money,
nonetheless, it was funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know how much money Vince Neil could make if he would be like the front man for Weight Watchers?
Well, you know, Larry the Cable Guy. Larry the Cable Guy did that for Nutrisystem. Lost a whole bunch of weight and then gained it all back.
Yeah, Marie Osmond did it too, or she still is their spokesman.
Well, yeah, but she's a woman. So, I mean, there's always women, but there's never a dude. There's never like a heavy dude that, you know, that would be cool. You know, eat like a rock star, Weight Watchers.
Yeah. Sing. That's terrible. Well, they don't need him.
I'm overweight too. Well, three of us are overweight. Caitlin weighs like a buck. Period.
Is that right?
Yeah, so there you go. So yeah, the rest of us are whatever. Anyway,
now before we get into the main topic, Dennis has a new feature or game. I don't know what you want to call it.
Well, this is kind of funny. I come up with this a couple of weeks ago.
Hold on a second, Dennis. What'd you say, Bill?
Go back to the Black Crows real quick. Are you guys interested in going to that show?
Nope.
At all.
I saw them once in 2005. I'm good.
Yeah. Was it
a bad show?
No, it was a great show. If I recall correctly, when I saw them in 2005, it was the original lineup.
Okay.
But as I saw them once, I'm good.
Yeah. Well, I've never seen them before. I'm thinking about going.
It'll be a great show, I guarantee you.
Yeah. I would think it'd be cool. I mean, I love them, so I liked them a lot. So
right.
I don't know if I love them, I like them a lot.
So anyway, where were we?
You were talking about your new shtick.
Well, here's kind of funny though. So Brian, this is funny now. Brian, I'm gonna let you know we did not steal this from you. But did you see when Brian Harris sent us that thing today?
Yes, I thought that was hilarious.
So I came up with this idea probably about three. Well, it was before you went on the Kiss Cruise because I sent you the list before the Kiss Cruise.
I have the date time stamped email to prove it.
So Brian Harris this morning at 10:49 a.m. says idea, maybe not a show dedicated to, but maybe a segment each episode. The ABCs of rock, starting with A. Favorite band starting with the letter and favorite song from that band. Maybe Why Memory. Keep going through the alphabet. So anyway, what I had came up to was the A to Z, a rock A to Z. And basically we can redo this at any time because all you got to do is just change the band name. But we're going to pick a band from every, you know, A, B, C, D, all the way down, except for X because they just don't exist. And anyway, so...
We're going to get hate mail now saying, well, you forgot about Ecstasy or, you know, some band that has the X without the first letter.
My game, my rules. So anyway, my game, my rules. It can bite me. So anyway, what we're going to do is I pick this first set. So what I basically want you to do is I want you to give me what is your, this is all an opinion. What is you think is this band's best song? Your favorite song, one you think is...
Well, okay, that's not the same thing. Your favorite song or their best song?
What you think is their
best song may not be your favorite song.
Well, that's not true. The one you think is your favorite song, one you think is the most kick-ass song that they do.
Okay.
Which I think that would be, in my opinion, that's probably their best song. So there you go.
Well, that's your opinion.
All right, and I gave this list to everybody. And so,
you're going to have to announce it because I never looked. I'm flying by the seat of my pants. My pants heel.
All right. So, first song is Aerosmith. Let's have our guests go first.
Let's have Caitlin start. You start.
Good
you start.
Idea.
Each thing.
So, for Aerosmith, I picked Dream On. There are so many amazing songs, but that one was like the one that stuck and it was like one of the iconic songs.
That's a good answer. All right, Bill.
I picked Back in the Saddle. Old tune.
Another good
song. I love the beginning of that song and just the riffs. It's a great song.
Good. Alan.
For me, it was a toss-up between what Bill said and what I chose, Kings and Queens.
Good song, too. I picked Seasons of Wither. I love that song. I think that's a great song. It's just one of those ones that's kind of eerie, spooky, you know. I like it. So anyway, all right, the next group, the Babies.
Anyway. So when I mentioned this to my mom had a flashback to her teens. So I never heard of the Babies before, so I Googled them, and my mom's like, okay, there's this one song. It was called Head First.
Yeah, all right.
And
good song.
I listened to it, and it reminded me of a Street Heart song, who are Canadian. So good. That's why my mom says that's why I really like them. So that's a song I chose.
Good song. Bill?
I chose Isn't It Time.
It's a good song, too. You like that? Alan?
Head first.
Well, we're going to make this a three deal because that was one I picked, too. Head First is my favorite baby song. I think it's a great song. Midnight Rendezvous is a close second. But anyway. All right. The next band, Cheap Trick. Boy, you got a plethora of shit to get out of that one. Kaylin?
My favorite Cheap Trick song is Surrender.
Good choice. Nothing wrong with that. Phil?
Mine is Southern Girls.
Good song.
On
also.
Big Color.
Yeah. Alan?
Who is Cheap Trick? No, I'm kidding. I'm going to go with The Flame simply for the fact that it was a big hit when I was a teenager.
Good. Cool. Good. And my favorite one is Alvederzane, and I wish they would play that live. Yeah. I think that is that's a great song.
They've played that live before.
I know, but I never
seen
them
play that live before. Actually,
I haven't. I've seen them like a billion times, and they never played that. But they have played.
You should have seen them a billion and one. You'd have got it.
Sure. That's kind of funny. You haven't seen them play that if you've seen them that many times because they don't. They change their set a lot.
They do change their set a lot. Yeah. So, yeah.
Interesting.
That is one band I do hope to see. My mom's seen them couple times and really enjoyed them.
Well, they play
gotta,
every.
Able to see them there. They got to be in Canada like every other week. I mean, they're on the road all the time.
I think they just played a couple of the casinos in Niagara Falls. I don't know if it was last year or the year before. Although we couldn't go because I was underage.
There you go. Yeah.
No, you're not, right?
I won't be. I still am until January 6th.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
So I got a month away.
Okay.
All right. All right. Phil's favorite band, Dokken. Kaylin, what did you pick?
Although I have never heard of Dokken, I could not pick a song. Because some of these bands, I will admit, I know the name of, I just maybe listened to and didn't know who it was. So. Sure.
Not a problem.
There's about nine on the list that I didn't have a song for.
Gotcha. If it makes you feel any better, I there's some bands I hadn't heard of either.
Really?
No, there's some bands I'm like, what the hell are you thinking? That's what I would ask for.
What I did was the first thing that popped into my head, because I knew we could
apparently
play this.
I would agree with that.
All right, Bill, your favorite Dokken song.
I said my favorite Dokken song. I said It's Not Love.
Good song.
Breaking the Chains.
Another good song. I went with Just Got Lucky. When that song kicks in, I'd love that song. So anyway.
Well, that's the thing with It's Not Love. It's got that build up, and then it's just, I love it. Yeah.
There were so many songs.
So many to choose from.
Oh. All right, Kaylin, Eagles.
Hotel California.
Perfect. Great song. Bill.
Desperado.
Another good song. Alan.
Life in the Fast Lane.
Song. Sure, I like Little Maids in a Row. That's a great song, and it's got Whatchamadoodle singing it. So
it's a great singer. Great singer. Every week, Kaylin, it's like this every week.
I know it's a joke. Anyway, love that. That's a great one. All right, which that actually came off of No Desperado. I'll say all three of them came off of Hotel California. Yours came off of what's Desperado on? Is it on Desperado?
It's on Desperado.
Okay, there you go. All right.
I guess. I don't know.
No idea.
I don't know the names of those.
Kaylin.
Jukebox Hero.
Good song. Phil.
Hot-Blooded.
Great song.
Jukebox Hero.
Good for that one. And I like one of the first ones they came out with, Long, Long Way From Home. When that guitar comes out.
I was expecting you to say Star Rider. I really was.
I did too. And I was like, please don't say that.
That's a great song.
I like that album. I got two copies of that album. That's good. So, all right.
I do not like that song.
The Go-Go's. We're going to have a little woman rock here. Kaylin.
I don't have one.
Oh, okay. Bill, he don't have one either.
I'm going to go if I don't have one. Actually, I picked We Got the Beat because that's the only song I know.
No, okay.
There are more that you would know if you heard them, like Vacation.
I looked.
Our Lips Are Sealed.
Yeah.
We Got the Beat would have been my pick, too, but since Bill picked it, I'm still going to pick it.
Okay. I like Head Over Heels. I like that song a lot.
I listened to a couple, but it's just, they're just bands that I've never heard of them until I brought it up to my mom and dad.
Cool. Well, there's some of those. Just cross them off the list. Don't listen to them.
Yeah. Don't waste. Doc can do go back and listen to, though. Doc is
worth it. Yeah, Doc can go back and listen to that. That's good stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Promise you.
All right. Huey Lewis in the news. Kaylin.
I have no clue.
Oh, my gosh. Have you never seen Back to the Future? That's
bad parenting. bad parenting.
My mom and dad know who they are. It's just not my cup of tea.
Oh, they're not your cup of tea, but you've heard them?
I've heard of the name. Okay. I probably heard some songs.
Okay. I get it. Bill. So mine is Naturally. It's on 4. It's an all a cappella song.
Cool.
It's really cool. Very tight, very, very tight vocal.
To listen to that.
Yeah.
Heart and Soul.
Another good song. I like Walking on a Thin Line. I think that's one of their rockin'est tunes, I think, that they've done. And the other one was it Bad Is Bad?
Yeah, like that's a good song. Now, speaking of Huey Lewis in the News, there are a few bands like Huey Lewis in the News and Journey that have greatest hits albums that are just fantastic. And we should do a show on which artist has the best greatest hits album.
Yeah, good idea.
There you go.
All right.
David Cathy, that is your episode. You're coming on with us.
We'll do that.
The interesting thing about that, too, is Huey Lewis puts a lot of stuff that's not been singles on their greatest hits records.
Right.
They're still good songs.
Oh, yeah. No, they're great songs. They're great songs. Yeah.
All right. Let's get going. Iron Maiden, Kaylin.
Run to the Hills. That's my workout song.
I heard that on the way home today from where. All right.
Bill. Well, in the gym today, I was listening to 2 Minutes to Midnight.
That's so I'm taking that
one. Yes, that's another great one.
Mm-hmm. Run to the Hills is my pick as well.
All right. And I went with Flight of Icarus. I do like Power Slave, but Flight of Icarus is just too good. All right. Another good band, Judas Priest.
That one was one of the toughest. I'm going to go with Living After Midnight.
That's a good one. I almost went with that one. Bill.
Breaking the Law.
That was
my number two.
Alan.
You've got another thing coming. Actually, that is not correct. My favorite Judas Priest song is probably Love Bites off of the Defender, not the Defenders.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I love is that one, too.
Yes, Defenders of the Faith. Good Lord. Brain Dead. Yes. Anything right off of Defenders of the Faith is badass.
Good record.
And I'm a Victim of Changes guy. I like that song, especially the live version.
I almost picked Green Man Alishi off the live record.
I do, too. I like that one, too. I like everything on that live record. Yep. This is good. Yep. All right. A band that you may have heard of, Kiss. Kaylin.
That is like Barf by far the toughest. I'm going to go with Detroit Rock City.
I think Barf was probably a better answer.
We didn't say your favorite song off The Elder. I get the barf part. Okay, those two monkeys can tell you what my favorite Kiss song is.
I know. Do You Love Me?
Do you love me? Right. Which they did perform on the Kiss Cruise, by the way.
I saw that.
They did not, however, which did not upset me because of the cool stuff they did play. They did not play Calling Dr. Love, which is my pick.
Oh, that's yours? Okay, I knew that. And then mine, of course, is Parasite. Because it's just a great song. All right. A Canadian band. Here we go. Loverboy. She knows what that is.
Yes, I did. I just saw them this past summer.
I want to see them. I haven't seen I saw Mike Reno like 250 pounds ago. He was a little bitty guy when I seen him.
We can't get Mike Reno on the show if you do that. We should get him on the show. We should be able to get him.
I know. I love Mike Reno. He's hard to get. Very hard to get an interview with.
They put on a great show, and I ended up becoming friends with the festival's general manager, and I ended up with VIP for the pit that whole weekend, which was kind of cool.
That's pretty epic.
So I was like 2 feet from the stage for Loverboy and the Trues. So for Loverboy, I'm gonna go with The Kids Are Hot Tonight.
I almost went with that. That's a good song, Bill.
Yep. I went with Jump off of Get
Song.
That's Van Halen. No kidding.
Nope, not the Van Halen version.
You know, Kaylin, you and I have very similar taste because Kid Is Hot Tonight is my favorite as well.
There's a theme here. He's like, I didn't do any homework. I'm picking what she did.
It's a badass song.
I love Loverboy. I like all their stuff, and I hate to go with their big hit, but Turn Me Loose. Man, you just cannot miss with that song.
The crowd?
I cranked that
wild when they played that.
I go bonkers.
Yeah, the crowd was. There had to have been maybe 2,000 people there. It was wild. Wow. And looking out into the crowd, you just see heads of people. It was so awesome to see.
Isn't that probably one of their biggest hits?
It is one of their biggest.
I try not to do that, but I have to with this one because it's just a great song.
Turn Me Loose, Working for the Weekend, The Kids Are Hot Tonight, and I cannot think of the, there's like four.
Loving Every Minute of It.
Thank you. It was that one.
That's my number two pick.
Yes. And they played all four of them, and I just went nuts. And I was in my Took jersey that night because Took had the connection for me why I went to see Loverboy.
That's cool. Awesome.
And Dennis, I will mention the next three song, the next three artists you have, I do not have one for.
Okay, that's fine. All right. So Molly Hatchet, Bill.
I have Beaten the Odds.
All right. Alan.
Flirting with Disaster.
Okay.
I could say Hide Your Heart.
Yeah.
You could.
I'm going with Dreams on Never See, but that's not even a original. That's a copy, but I love them doing that. All right. Night Ranger, Bill.
I have Running Out of Time on the Don't Let Up record, which is the newest record they have out.
Really? I haven't heard that.
Like that song a lot.
Alan.
Sentimental Street.
It's a good song. I like Touch of Madness. I like the way that guitar comes in. It just always rips ass. Olivia Newton-John.
I like
Bill.
The way your video keeps freezing up.
Mind us?
Yeah. Your audio keeps going just fine.
Audio's fine.
It's had
fine.
To throw that in there because you're all like.
Oh.
Yeah. I struggled with Olivia Newton-John because I couldn't figure out which one to pick.
Right.
Not. you're the one that I want. You want one?
Really? Are you going to go off
That's what I picked.
Song?
I like that song.
All right. Alan.
What are you giving me crap about that for? What did you want me to pick? Mr. Postman or whatever that song was? I couldn't even.
Mr. Postman?
I don't know. Something like that. I don't know.
That's funny.
Please, Mr. Please. Oh, that was it. I was
Hopelessly Devoted to You.
That's a great song.
That is a good song. I like Magic. That's one of my favorite songs.
I should have picked Physical.
I almost said that one, just to dirt Dennis'
chain. Shit. I should have picked Physical.
We're into the... We're way down the list here.
We're to the Qs.
Yep. No, we're at P.
Sorry, P's.
Pat Benatar.
Hit Me With Your Best.
Of the Night. Oh, she knows that one. Sorry.
Yes, Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Bill.
Shadows of the Night.
Shadows of the Night, good. Alan.
Hell Is for Children.
That's a great song.
And I'm a Promises in the Dark kind of guy. I like that song a lot.
I've heard that about you.
Yeah, there you go. All right. We're going with Queen now.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
There you go. Can't go wrong with that. Bill.
Tie Your Mother Down.
Another good song. Alan.
Dragon Attack.
I wonder why you like that one.
Actually,
All right.
That's got a pretty cool bass line. You know, and it's funny because on the cruise, we talked to the guys in the Simply Queen tribute band, and I was talking to one of those guys, and I had mentioned about how I didn't know that song until my band started performing it, and that John Deacon gets a lot of props because he's an underrated songwriter and an underrated bass player, and that song was a perfect example of what a simple bass line. How it can really make a song.
Right.
But you think about, so from the movie Bohemian Rhapsody, you think about how, if that's really truly how Another One Bites the Dust comes along.
Right.
I mean, yeah, that's just magic.
It is. Exactly.
I mean, all of a sudden, it's just, that's crazy.
So, and then mine was Spread Your Wings. I love that song. I think it's one of the Freddie sings that great. All right. Another Canadian band, Rush. Kaylin.
Oh, my. My dad and I had a long conversation about this. So
argument or conversation?
No, it was a conversation because my dad was right at the end of the day. So every single Rush album has a story behind it. The album that I love and I can listen to start to finish is the album Clockwork Angels. The song I'm picking off that album is The Garden. That is like one of their last song they ever wrote as a band, and it was pure, it's just amazing. It's an amazing song, an amazing album, And my mom and dad bought me that album for my 15th birthday. So that has a sentimental reason.
There you go. That's what it's all about. Bill.
So my favorite Rush song is Spirit of the Radio.
It's a good song.
Yep.
My other fave.
Alan.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, that one.
Really?
Is that really?
Speak up.
He was muted.
One for you, one for you. Does anybody want to guess my introduction to Rush?
No,
no idea.
It is not Tom Sawyer. It's actually New World Man. That is my favorite Rush song. And I got that. My mom and dad gave me one of those K-Tel cassettes, and that was one of the singles on there. You know, that you got from Kmart or Target or whichever store. Airway. I'm old, you know.
I've been to Airway.
Yep, that's it.
All right. Man, that's the Rush was hard for me, but I'm being a musician, and I like their YYZ is one of my favorites. That's a great instrumental, and just like that album or that song. All right.
That whole album is amazing.
It is.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Yeah.
YYZ, you know what that is.
Yeah, I'm not.
You
I'm
know
not
it if you heard Rush it. Fan. You would know it if you heard it.
I like Rush, but I'm not a huge fan.
Okay, that's Sammy Hagar.
Heavy metal.
Good song, Bill.
Mas Tequila.
Oh, are you serious?
I do. I love that song. That song comes on like crank it up.
Song. Like I hate. That
I know.
Song.
I'm sure you probably do. I like that song. It's a good party song.
This isn't your choice, Dennis. It's Bill's.
It's mine. So shut your pie hole.
So let's stick with the alcohol theme here. Cruising Alan. And boozing.
There you go. That's a good song. Mine is I Don't Need Love. I think it's a great song. I like the guitar look in that, so that's why I went with it.
Actually, at first I had Your Love Is Driving Me Crazy, and I scratched it out and put Mas Tequila.
All right, Ted Nugent. There's only one song you can pick.
Cat Scratch Fever.
It's a good song. Not the one I would pick, though. It is a good song. Bill.
Hey, baby.
I know. I knew you were going to say that.
That song.
I know. Okay. Alan.
Free for All.
Another good song, but not the right choice. The best song from Ted Nugent, Stranglehold. Man, that is the greatest song ever.
I am honest to God surprised that you picked that one. Because you usually stay away from the big popular songs, or the most well known ones.
I was gonna pick Wang Dang Sweet Poon Tang, but I do I like that one too. So.
Well, you know, I have to say that for Stranglehold, unless you are the lead guitar player, that is the most boring song to play.
I want to learn that song all the way through. So that's one of those. So all
right. Well, I'm gonna tell you right now, the Hounds will not be doing that song.
Oh, I know. Anyway, so here we go. We're almost done.
You guys should do Hey Baby, though. That's a great song.
Yeah, that's a good song. You too. Kaylin.
I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Good song. We have a match.
Oh, Bill's got a match.
We have a match. What a right.
Well,
you too. Probably New Year's Day.
All right.
Well, no, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Which is the song that he sings about Martin Luther King?
No, that's...
It's not Sunday Bloody Sunday, is it?
No. No, that's a newer one. That was... I can't think of the name of it. Anyway, I'm a New Year's Day guy. I like that song. I think it's a haunting... I like that haunting piano in it. It's good. All right, another band we may have heard of, Van Halen.
Running with the Devil.
Great song. That's the intro song. That's another good song. Early tunes. Alan.
Say that again because you were like...
No, I said all early tunes.
Well, I'm not a completely early tune, but I'm going to go with song that Michael McDonald co-wrote with them on the 1984 album, I'll Wait.
Good song. Good song.
Did you know Michael McDonald co-wrote that song?
Yes, I did. You brought
it
up.
Did not.
I'm surprised it's like...
All right, and I like Light Up the Sky off Van Halen, too. I like that. I think a guitar work in there is just phenomenal. All right, we're going to end up with, we got Wings.
I don't have one.
You don't have one? All right.
Paul McCartney and Wings?
Yeah.
Where are your parents?
That would be the one. I'm just kidding.
I'm teasing you. You should go back and check that out. Some good stuff there. Yeah, Wings of America. Good record.
Great. Okay. Great.
Yeah, sure. Well.
Yeah. Mine is Maybe I'm Amazed.
Good song.
Gives me goosebumps. Can't hardly listen to it. Just makes me freak out.
Okay. Mine is a toss up between Band on the Run and Jet, and I think I'm going to give Jet the edge.
Yeah, that's a good song too. Jet I got two. Oops, hold on.
He's picking right now.
No.
Live, picking live as we
with a little luck. That's what I like. I think that song's got a lot of meaning to me. It's always every time I hear it, it reminds me of when I was a kid. And I just love that movie or that song. Okay, so
I didn't know it was a movie.
So why I didn't?
Whoa! What happened to X? You put X on there.
We don't do X.
You didn't say don't do X. Okay.
Then what do you got for X?
No. You got to look up X. There is a band called X. It's a rap band, you shithead.
Well, so, I don't listen to that.
Yeah, I googled it.
Did you find it too?
I googled it as well.
Yeah, you know what? I don't have that, so I don't have one.
All right, Caitlin, what's your pick?
I just didn't listen to it.
She's like me. She's like, I found this horrible crap. I'm not listening
exactly.
to it.
Exactly.
All right, got you. All right, so for some reason my shit didn't print out all the way. So what was the why? Yes. I don't even remember. Yes? Okay.
Mine is Roundabout.
Good song.
I'm picking Owner of a Lonely Heart. I have a very limited yes.
Right.
Owner of a Lonely Heart, that was my introduction to Yes.
Okay. And there's some older songs that I like, but I do like that song also. So I'm going to go with that. Trevor Rabin's guitar work in it, I think it's really good. So, and then Z was ZZ Top.
Yes. Okay. I love LaGrange.
Great song, Bill.
I picked Give Me All Your Lovin'.
I don't. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm also going to make Dennis roll his eyes because I'm choosing.
I'm not a ZZ Top fan. We've had that.
Well, Dennis doesn't like ZZ Top after they started using a drum machine
when they started recording. I hate ZZ Top at that point.
So he's not going to like my pick either because I chose Sleeping Bag.
Oh yeah, you're out.
I'm not that good.
So apparently you're the only opinion that matters. So what did you pick?
I like cheap sunglasses. I think that's one of my favorites.
He's still looking.
No, sunglasses.
I don't know.
I like that. I like Manic Mechanic, but it's a really weird song. It's not one of the ones that people even know. But I do like cheap sunglasses. I think it's a good song. All right. So that was our first round of A to Z. We'll do that some other time. Somebody else can pick the bands and we'll go through that. I think that was kind of fun.
Yeah, we'll have somebody else pick the band.
I think what I'll do too is I might, if I get enough gumption this week, I'm going to make a Spotify playlist with my songs and put them on our share.
What size font is that? Like 85 font?
No, I actually printed it.
The reason I print out is to use like 3 sheets of paper.
One page, and what I did was I have
a printer. That's like huge font, man.
I know, but I have a Wi-Fi printer, and I printed it from my phone. You ever did that? And it didn't print.
Mine printed like this because you typed it the smallest damn font you could find. Like it's like 8.
I typed it on my phone. I typed it on my phone, so that's where it came from. I just emailed it from my phone. All right.
So this is the episode where the elderly men argue with each other.
Hey, Caitlin was laughing. I don't know. You put that up there. She was laughing. I saw it.
All right. So anyway, let's go on to now Caitlin's topic.
We are going to discuss our top 5 concerts of the year.
Cool.
Which year? I'm just kidding.
This year.
Yeah, I had it. You know, I'm old, and I actually was thinking about it. I was trying to remember when I went to this one concert, and I texted Bill earlier. I was like, was that this year? And he goes, nope. It was last year. And he goes, I was going to use that too. Nope.
Yeah, we were all at that show, and can't none of us use it.
It sucks. When was that? It was in the fall, late fall, wasn't it, though?
It could have been last week. It could have been last year. I don't know. It was in the past.
This year. I know that. It was not this year.
I tried to look on my phone, and I didn't take a single picture that night. So I
actually Lisa thought that was on here, but then she realized that was when we went to see Ace Frehley down there.
Right. I have pictures of that.
I forgot I went to that show.
Yeah,
I remember
but
that.
It's not in my top five, so it doesn't matter.
It was fun.
I didn't go to many shows this year. I was looking back, and I'm like, I didn't really go to many shows.
I know, you know.
I went to one group three times and one group two times.
Yeah, I did the same.
I got you beat with that group.
Yeah,
that's true. And that's okay. I have no issue with that at all.
It's all good.
All right.
I'm going to put a future concert on my list.
Yeah, me too. I know that it's...
I got those too. Can you do that?
I'm going to give that as an
Caleb's
honorable
been to
mention.
25 shows this year, so I don't know. She's going all the time.
I've been to, I think, like 13. It was the biggest year for music this year.
Get a job. You get a job, that stuff will stop.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of finding a job right now. So
I was joking.
Enjoy yourself while you can.
Exactly right.
As you want. When you get old, it sucks.
So are we going to start at our number five and work
and
our way
is,
to the
whenever
top?
You see him, you can't remember when they were anyway, so it doesn't matter. Right,
Bill? Did you hear that, Dennis?
Huh?
No, you were too busy talking. I asked her if we were going to start at number five and work our way to the top, and she shook her head yes.
Okay. So I didn't put mine in order, but okay. I got
Look at your list. You know what you saw?
I know. I don't have a list. It's all in my head. I'm like you. I didn't see as many.
Well, if I would have just went with what I could remember, it would have been Kiss, 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 Bruce Kulick, Kiss, Kiss.
All right.
That's a great list.
It is a great list.
I know who my top one was. I got it. Okay. And then I got my second one. And I got my third one.
Okay. Kaylin, go. What do you want? Where do you want to start?
So my number five for this year was Biff Naked's acoustic show. So she did an acoustic show to promote her book, her autobiography she released in 2016. And so she told some passages from the book, and whatever part of the book she was reading, there was a song dedicated to it. So her husband, Steve, would play that song. And on a side note, Steve had his Paul Stanley Puma shoes on, and I was the only one in that crowd who knew who they were, and I blurted it out in the middle of the show.
Cool. Did you get some attention?
They all laughed. And he has this wicked Kiss tattoo from his shoulder to his wrist that he just had finished.
Wow.
It was really cool. So her show was one of the best acoustic shows. I've only seen her doing an acoustic show, but it was by far one of the best.
Cool.
Very cool.
She was really nice, really sweet. Was her husband. We talked Kiss with her husband for like 15 minutes. So, yeah, cool. It was great.
Okay, so I've...
Alan's he's muted again.
I said it's a Kiss world and we all just live in it.
Yep.
Exactly.
So I only have four on my list because I've only been to eight shows and five of them I went to the same people. So went to see Kiss three times and Ace twice. So I only had two others. So right. I only picked four. So I'm gonna set this round out.
Okay. That's fine.
All right. My number five pick is going to be Rob Zombie. He was in Evansville on July 14th. Now his touring partner can suck an egg because Mr. Manson was terrible.
I thought you were going to pick Mr. Manson as your number one. You raved about that for so long.
Oh, I did. It was awesome. The best part was as many times as he threw down the microphone. I love it when someone...
Asshole.
All right. You want my fifth one is? My least favorite, or not least favorite, but my fifth favorite is Kiss. And I seen him three times. So that was
okay. Now which show are you talking about?
You vote him off the show.
The Louisville show was not that good for me. The seats were terrible. I was up in the way past the rafters. You know, there was a cloud in between me and the stage, so I had a hard time.
Chief Bass decided not to go till like a week before.
No, like 3 days before. Anyway,
well, whatever.
So
anyway,
that show was not very good. Nashville was very good seats, and Kelly and I, it was a good show, liked it. And then the one in Indianapolis was really good because Max got to go. That was his first show, and it was just it was fun. I had fun at the one in Indianapolis, and we were singing and, you know, standing up and sucking in vape smoke and all that thing. It was really fun.
Got lung cancer.
Yeah, no shit. But anyway, but you know, I've seen Kiss a lot, and you know, it is a lip sync show, and it is what it is. So it was, of all the other stuff that I seen this year, Kiss was my number five. So there you go. That's my choice. All right.
Alan, go. Did you go?
I did. I said Marilyn Manson. Okay. Or Marilyn. God damn it.
You really like Marilyn, don't you?
You know, I was disappointed because I do like Marilyn Manson, and for him to behave the way he did, you know, it was.
But you really didn't expect anything less than that.
Well, I had already been warned. You're either going to get a good show from him or a shit show.
Yeah, in between.
So I got the Marilyn Manson shit show and the Rob Zombie good show.
So my number four pick is Chilliwack. We saw them on Canada Day, and I ended up meeting them at the end of the night, which was really cool. They're all super nice guys, down to earth, and talkative as much as they can because there was a lineup of people. But they put on a great show.
I only know the one song, but I like that song. Gung, gung, gung. Of course, it's a Took song, too. So
yeah,
Took covered it. So
yes, they played, I think an hour almost.
Cool. I'll have to check out some of their other stuff.
They are great. Great band.
I see their vinyl a lot.
I do, too. I've seen their...
Not as much as New England, but yeah. I saw three of those over, and I literally saw three New England records at the record show that I went to. They had five vendors.
And you didn't buy me any of them?
No, I'm not buying you that shit.
I only got four.
They couldn't give me money to walk out of there with it.
All right.
Okay. My number four is Ace Frehley in Nashville. For me, it was just being in Nashville, new venue, being with Noah was really cool. Right. And, you know, seeing Phil before the show and he's like coming up and hanging out with us and was acting real cool and stuff like that. So I think that made a big difference. So, it was a good, and I thought it was a really good show. I liked it.
It's a good show. Alan.
My number four is the Beatles tribute Rain. It was a really well put together show. They found musicians who, while not looking exactly like the people they were portraying, they looked close enough that, you know, if they pulled it off, they sounded good, and they did Maxwell Silverhammer.
Was that at Lincoln?
No. Oh. That was at Old National, maybe.
Oh, okay. I couldn't remember if it was up there at Lincoln. Okay, gotcha. All right. My number four, believe it or not, is the one I just saw 2 weeks ago. And I never actually really talked about it on the show yet because we really haven't had time. But I went and saw 93-year-old Tony Bennett. And it was at the Victory. And it was a fantastic show. It was a four-piece, you know, basically a stand-up bass, guitar player, drummer, and piano player. And that man stood out there and sang for about an hour and a half, shuffled around a little bit, but sang his ass off. 93 years old, no teleprompter, no help. You know what? God love him. It was a great show.
Cool.
I loved it. Anyway, number four.
I'm not surprised you didn't pick that one higher up the list, to be honest with you.
No, because I got three other bands that were better than him this year. I saw some different stuff this year, so.
Yeah.
Amos Lee, number one.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
What's that?
Amos Lee, number one.
No, Amos Lee is not on this list. Can you believe that?
No, I
can't. Well, why didn't you get Kelly's list?
Amos Lee.
Well, when I told Laura what our topic was, she was like, Thomas Rhett.
That's what Lisa said. She goes, I went to the show with you and the boys. And like, no, it was just the boys. It was Thomas Rhett. Oh, yeah, he was really good. Yeah.
Okay. She's right there behind you.
She's back there.
All right. All right, where are we at? Who's next?
Number three. My number three pick is Platinum Blonde. They were on fire that night. I've never seen them live. I went with my dad and my neighbor, and my neighbor's a huge fan. And I was really looking forward to seeing them. And their drummer is actually left-handed, so his kit is mirrored. So being able to watch Dan play that night, it was awesome. And they played in a stadium, but they were opening up for like a culture fest, which was kind of boring, to say the least. Although they didn't have a lot of people, so I walked up and stood side stage.
That's cool.
So I stood side stage watching Dan and the other two. Sounded amazing. I would totally go see them again. And I got to see Dan, who's a drummer that night as well, with his wife Natalie, who gave me a drumstick, which was awesome. And the security guard gave me a guitar pick, which was kind of awesome.
Man, you're working it, girl.
I don't know. I don't know much about Platinum Blonde. I'll have to check that out.
And my theme is the Canadian theme this year, because that's basically who I've all saw.
Did you see any American bands this year?
No, actually. Last year we saw Judas Priest and Deep Purple. Those were the only American bands I saw last year. So this year was a Canadian theme.
They're British bands.
British bands, yeah.
Technically.
Amazing. Yeah,
No, Platinum Blonde, two covered their one of their massive hits was Crying Over You.
Yep.
So they have quite a few albums out, so they're all really good.
I'll have to check it out.
Cool.
Awesome.
So my number three is Blackberry Smoke. Yeah. That was number two, number three, number two, number three, number two, number three. So one of those, yeah. So I saw them at, and actually that was at Red Rocks in Denver, which the venue was incredible. And that was the best part of the whole music part of the event. And became a big fan of theirs. I really like a lot of their stuff. So
cool.
Yep.
Awesome. Alan. I like that one too. I think that's awesome. He's still not on, dude.
God damn it. My thumb is like a trigger finger today on my mute button.
Something.
So did I actually, y'all hear what I said?
Nope, I heard not a word.
Excellent. Kiss, April 9th, Nashville, Tennessee. Although the other seven or eight times I saw Kiss this year was pretty good, too. And a shout-out to the Kiss crews when they played Larger Than Life. But I'm still going to pick My Birthday as number three.
You know, I did listen to that this week, and they butchered the shit out of that song, too.
You know, that's something that I want to bring up.
What's that?
Fans bitch because Kiss does not play any deep cuts. But right. The minute Kiss does a deep cut and they don't do it exactly like the album, fans bitch because they butchered the fucking song.
I'm just telling you, fuck all of you fans
who bitch when you get what you want because you still didn't get what you want. Fuck all y'all.
I mean,
I got your back, Gene. I got your back.
Eric did a good job of trying to make the song work because Gene kept coming in either. He kept coming in late.
In the wrong spot.
And it's like then they would make it to where it worked, you know. Oh, yeah. At one time he started singing something and he's like, going, whoa. He's
"Oh
like,
wait a minute, oh, well. That ain't right." Oh yeah,
it's funny. Yeah,
that's how he always covers his mistake by going, "Oh yeah."
Okay, so my number three this year was we went and saw The Who up at Ruoff this year, and they were with the Philharmonic, and that was a really cool show. I've been a fan for a long time, but Kelly and I both we got tickets because I just said, hey, I want to see The Who before they get way too old, which, you know, was like 20 years ago. But anyway, Kelly and I both, when we walked out of that place, was like going, man, we were so glad we went to that. It was a really good show. So yeah, if you get a chance to check that they're still out touring that. If you get a chance to see that, go see it. It's really good. So, all right. That's my number three.
So, my number two is, I have to pick two bands because I saw them in one night. I'm picking the Killer Dwarves and the Darby Mills Project. And I want to give a shout out to Rich and Wally for the ticket giveaway, because that night was going to go down in history. That was one of the most fun concerts I've ever been to. The guys in the Killer Dwarves were so nice, and they were on fire. And I've never seen a band interact with their fans as much as they did, which was really cool. And I was up front with Rich and Wally, and they're great guys.
Now, for the people who listen to our show that may not know, who are Rich and Wally?
Rich and Wally do a podcast called The Canadian Geeks Talking Metal.
Right. Which is a spinoff of, it's a Canadian spinoff of Decibel Geek, I believe, is how they would do an episode, the Thanksgiving episode every year. So
yeah.
There you go. Check those guys out.
Shout out to them. Yeah, great guys. Cool. Darby Mill, she was on fire. She still has the chops. And she is the sweetest lady you could ever meet. I would go see her again in a heartbeat. Same with the Killer Dwarves. I want to go see them again in the new year.
So who did she play with?
She played with the Headpins.
No. Yeah. At the show. I know that was the Head.
Yeah. I actually don't know who her band, her backing band is.
Oh, actually. It was just her, but it was just
it
her.
It was her.
Okay.
Fronting it, and she had, okay. They've been.
Oh yeah, no, I know. I have Headpins. Yeah. I have Headpins. So
I have a Headpin. I have one too.
I have two of them.
Yeah, and she covered, I think, maybe two Headpin songs, but she has her own the hits. So it was "Turn It Loud" and "Don't It Make You Feel Like Dancing," and I sang that one at the top of my lungs because I knew every word to that song.
Killer Dorsal, they've been around for years, haven't they?
Years, and they still have the chops.
That's good. You always like those guys. We don't hear about them as much down here in the States, but I know, heard of.
Yeah, great guys. And I actually ran into the drummer for Platinum Blonde, Dan Todd, and his wife Natalie at that show before I saw Platinum Blonde the 2 weeks after. So I stood with them and talked with them for 10 minutes and whatnot. They're great people. So that was a killer show.
Cool. All right, we're number two.
Number two.
Sammy Hagar and the Circle.
Oh, I forgot you went to
fantastic
that.
Show. I was so impressed.
Did he play Master Tequila?
Hell yes, they did. I'm screaming at the top of my lungs out there in the
middle. That'd have been a piss break for me, sorry.
and Sammy Hagar, it was 2 days before the 500?
Right.
Day before the 500?
Oh, that's like right. That. It was during the, and, it was during that.
And yeah, Sammy Hagar did the Star Spangled Banner at the show. He was asked to stay over and do it, and he couldn't do it because of the tour or whatever, but he did it because it's the hardest song you're ever going to do, and he did it and sang the whole thing, and it was really, really, really cool. So yeah, it was very impressive. For cool. Sure. And I forgot who opened for him. They were pretty good too, if I remember right. No, wait. My producer's telling me who that was.
Well, while he's talking to his producer, my number two pick was Metallica.
Oh, yeah.
It is the first and the last time I will see Metallica, but it was a damn good show. They did the stage was in the round, and when the show started out, Lars was pointed at one side of the room. And about a fourth of the way through the show, a quarter turn, and he did that until he made it all the way around. So everybody in the arena got to see Lars from the front or from the back, however your perspective is, at one point during the show.
That's pretty cool.
But, I mean, for a band that I had never seen before that I'd always wanted to see, that was a really good show. Other than Lars, Lars knows he's not a good drummer, but Lars is a very wealthy person who doesn't give a shit that he's not a good drummer.
Why would you not? You just don't want to see them again?
Once
is enough.
Once is enough. Okay. I've seen Megadeth once. That was enough. Yeah. I've seen Slayer Zero. That's enough.
I understand.
Sorry. Right. Hey, Kerry King, you want to come on the show?
Yeah, no kidding. All righty. My number two... was another small venue concert, And I finally got to see these people or this person before they got too old. But Pat Benatar, that was one incredible show. I mean, it was her and her Nick Gerardo or whatever.
Gerardo.
Is it Neil or Nick?
Or Neil?
Neil Gerardo or Gerardi? Gerardi. Neil Gerardi.
Yeah, Neil. Sorry. Yeah. Blah 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 blah. Anyway, I always get
someone
it wrong.
Will correct us.
Anyway, but it was him and her, and then they had a bass player and a drummer, and it was fantastic. It was one of those shows where there was no opener, which I thought that was cool as shit. She come out there,
so he could be home in bed by 8:30.
I was home at 9:20. I liked that. Oh, people like that stuff. But anyway, no, it was good. She started out, you know, and played all the hits and did a little talking in between, and her voice was just spectacular. So I had been looking forward to seeing her for a long time, and I was not disappointed. All right, was my number two.
So my number one this year, they are a new band. They've been together for 3 years with one EP out, and they're working on their second one as we speak. They're called The Jailbirds. They are from Mississauga, Ontario. They are a three-piece band, Mike, Liam, and Eric. I have no words. They were one of the best shows I've seen. And I saw them twice in a pub. The sound wasn't the greatest, but they played at a bigger venue in Mississauga called The Warehouse. And no, not Mississauga, St. Catharines, sorry. And that was one of the best sounding concerts I've heard. And they were on fire. They are Mike, the lead singer and the lead guitarist. He can make that guitar sing. And his voice is so unique. I honestly, there's so much I can say about all three of them. They're just amazing guys. They are probably one of my closest friends. They're great guys. I would suggest to everyone, go check out their EP called The Black River. It's on anywhere you stream music.
I will write it down. Are they on Spotify, I wonder?
Spotify, YouTube.
Okay, awesome.
iTunes, SoundCloud.
I will check The Jailbirds out.
I highly recommend to anyone, and I keep saying to them, they're going places, and they just ended up with a record deal in August, which is right huge on. For them.
Awesome. Yeah. Good for them.
I'm so proud of them.
And you're promoting awesome. Them.
With
your shirt, so that's cool.
Exactly, yeah.
That's
very
awesome.
Very cool. All right, my number one, and I'm going to go against the grain with all you guys, my number one show this year was Kiss in Louisville. Actually, my number one show was Kiss in Louisville, and then it was Kiss in Jacksonville, and it was Kiss in Indy, all for different reasons. Right. And I have to put those 1, 2, 3. I didn't want to do it that way, but I had a special event with my family at each one of those. So for me, it was that was something special. So
well, I think a three-way tie for first is perfect.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool.
My number one was Iron Maiden in Indianapolis the week before Kiss.
Yes.
And Iron Maiden, I loved that show. It was a great show. It's the first time I saw them. It will be the last time I saw them because once is good enough. I'm a greatest hits kind of guy. I love what's on the greatest hits. There's even a Blaze Bailey song that I like really well. And I think Bruce may have sang one of the Blaze Bailey songs up in Indianapolis, but I don't remember. It seems to me he sang one or two that he didn't do lead on in the studio. So there's my number one.
All right.
Well, not surprised by that.
So was I.
Not surprised by Dennis's either.
Best show I've seen ever all year long, Iron Maiden. Hands down was the best show I've seen in a long time. And I've said before that the Iron Maiden concert that I saw back in the Power Slave tour back in the 80s was probably one of the best shows I've ever seen. And this one was just as good or better. And it was spectacular. And this will not be the last time I ever see Iron Maiden because I would see them anytime
so
they come
around.
So will
you go see them if Priest is opening for them?
Yes. I just saw that today. And I tell you what,
that's more than a rumor.
A fucking fantastic lineup. And I think it'd be great. And it's one of those things where, You know, and I noticed, I saw what you made the comment on when somebody posted this, that, you know, really, I mean, Priest needs it. I mean, Priest fills stadiums, don't get me wrong, but the States, they have
except
a
hard time.
Not here.
No, not
the States. Not in the States, they don't.
Not in the States, and especially the Midwest. And Iron Maiden can, so that will bring the masses to them. And like I said, that would just be a fantastic show. I was like, holy moly, you know, sign me up. Where's it going to be? You know, but yeah, it was a great show. And you know, it was a good year for concerts. And like, you know, but like we said earlier, we saw a lot of people. Well, said Kiss three times. So, you know, and then we saw, and like I said, the A show was good. We saw some good stuff, but it was
now you said it was a good year for show, but you still got the rest of November and December to go.
That's the thing too. We're all three of us are going to be seeing probably the best show we're going to see one of the best shows we're going to see this year. That's what I'm hoping.
Right.
And Alice Cooper always delivers, and he always has a good show. And we're all three of us are going in this next month or November.
It's the day before November. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and you're going when the week before or
mine's Monday. The Monday, before Thanksgiving.
We're going Wednesday. So yeah.
Now, but before we go, before we end this, I would like everybody to mention some honorable mentions, you know, somebody that came close to making your list but didn't quite.
Right. Ace was close. Like I said, that show was fun. Like I said, I thought we had seen the Rock and Roll Residency this year. That would have been on that list.
Well, we did. You saw Ace.
Actually, we saw.
The Striper. I mean, actually, the show at the Rock and I almost Pod. Put it on the list. The Rock and Pod show was really good
too. There was some good highlights to that. It wasn't as good as the one we saw at the other place, but the guys were good and they had some good guests that came in and there were some good stuff that we saw, but it didn't nearly compare to what we saw at that place called we went to. That was god damn it, what was that place called?
The Meat Pack and District 5.
The Mercy Lounge?
No. Mercy Lounge, yes, Mercy Lounge. When we went and seen them, that was fantastic.
Ace show that was at some place that used to be a meat packing warehouse or something.
Yeah. And then I went there. I took Lisa there whenever we were down there to see it.
Amos Lee doesn't even get a honorable mention. So
I still have shows to go.
What do you
so
got?
I still have maybe three or four shows to go. So I got Alice Cooper. We're doing a Christmas show with Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith, which will be good. May take Noah to see Steel Panther on Black Friday. And then Jack Russell is going to be in Indianapolis on the 19th of December.
So you got some good stuff then.
So I still got some good shows. And the Jack Russell show I'm really looking forward to.
Did you get those tickets?
May have to go by myself. I haven't done anything yet because I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to end up what's going to happen. But I'll go by myself if I have to. I don't care.
You need to go to that VIP like you're talking about, though. You need to do that as much as you like those guys. So
yeah.
Well, my honorable mentions, Ace Frehley at the Nashville show that we all rode down there together. Bruce Kulick, Todd Kearns, Brent Fitz, Zach Stone.
My God.
Good Lord. Good Lord. They did, they played two nights. The first night they played, they did an Animalize medley. They did an Asylum medley. They did a Crazy Nights medley. You know, it was just badass. And I told Zach Stone, or Zach Throne, I said Zach. It's Zach Throne. Sorry, fella. But I told him when I saw him, I'm like, you are a better Gene Simmons than Gene Simmons was.
I totally agree with that. I mean, like his voice has
got 80s Gene Simmons down solid.
Yep.
And he can sing Spit. He can sing Unholy.
He
needs to come on the show.
I'm working on getting Zach on the show. So
yeah,
cool.
Hang tight.
Yeah, I would pay money to see that show.
Hands down, it would be great. Yep. But then the second night they played, they did a Carnival of Souls medley, and the last song they did of the night, Bruce sang "I Walk Alone."
Yeah, that's cool.
Awesome. So yeah. That was pretty. Except the second night, it was so freaking windy that the speakers were swaying from side to side. I was standing up on a deck holding on for dear life because I thought the wind was going to blow me away. Wow. My other honorable mention is Alice Cooper, the show that's coming up on the day before Thanksgiving, because I've seen Alice Cooper four or five times, and I've never seen a bad Alice Cooper show.
Well, me neither.
Go ahead, Kaylin.
My honorable mentions are Loverboy and The Trues. And I saw The Spoons as well, that night as well.
And The Guess Who and Triumph. And sorry.
Great band.
Trying to think of all of these Canadian bands, and my brain goes dead. Yeah.
Who's the other? The Helix. I want to see Helix in the new year.
Yeah, who's the band that does I Got a New Girl Now?
That's
Honeymoon Suite.
Honeymoon Suite. Thank you.
I like Honeymoon Suite. Yeah.
Yep, another great band.
So before we get off here, because I know we're running over.
Our podcast runneth over.
Our podcast runneth over. So you got to meet Todd.
I got to meet Todd Kearns this year.
Oh yes.
So some of the details I cannot mention due to privacy reasons.
Copyright laws prevent me.
So I am a proud owner of his Anti-Star stage played bass from the Montreal show. We had a private meet and greet with him due to I could not get into the show that night where they were playing.
It was a bar?
It was just the venue. They have had problems in the past with people coming in underage, and they've been shut down a couple times and reopened under different names. So that was the reason I could not go to the show. That would have been my number one show if I saw them.
Right. Oh my gosh, that's so painful.
It was. And I will say Todd was very upset I couldn't go to the show. He was very bummed, which was kind of sweet. We talked music. He is the coolest guy I've ever met, the sweetest guy I've ever met. His wife is amazing. Monique is super nice. We all just hung around, talked. It was like talking with family. That's how it felt. It was just general chit-chat, just talking about music, talking about life. So I am a proud owner of his, which is an honor. I can't thank his team and Todd himself for the generosity he gave to me, which is absolutely amazing.
Cool.
And we are hoping to have him and hopefully Tuke up here in the new year. I am still trying to bug the heck out of them to get up here because I want to see Tuke live. Cool. And so, yeah. So
I would go to that. I'd go to see Tuke live.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. I'm just dying to see them. They have shows coming up for Grey Cup and everything in the next week. So I got quite a few friends going to that, and always stuff going on with them and keeping tabs on them. And they're a great guy. He's a great guy, and I can't wait to meet Brent and Corey and Shane along
Brent's
with them.
Brent's a good guy, too. Brent's a real good guy.
Yeah.
Hung with him quite a bit, too.
Everybody who I've talked to speaks highly of all of them. Yep. So,
well, yeah, speaking of Tuke, I did my part today. I got the Kiss Cruise follow-up survey, and one of the questions was list five bands that have not been on the cruise that you would like to see on the cruise. So Tuke was like number one on that list.
That would be amazing.
And I'm not the only one on the cruise ship that up. So
yeah, I saw quite a few people in some of the comment threads about
it. It is a realistic possibility that Tuke could end up on Kiss Cruise 10.
They will put on a killer show. And I can say Todd can sing anything. With him singing those Kiss songs, even my mom was like, oh my God. So I can't say enough about all of them. They're great guys. And that was a highlight of my year to be able to meet Todd.
That's a great highlight for the show right there.
It is. It's awesome. Awesome.
On that note, we are out of here. Visit us on agesofrock.com. Find our social media, our Stitcher radio link, and all that other good stuff. And until next time, peace out, folks.
See you.
Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.